Hello and welcome to the Rose Pricks podcast. I was going to do it normal, but then I was like, it's hometowns and it's
I like
romantic.
it.
So,
Oh,
hello,
yeah.
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Rose
Oh, yeah.
Pricks, the podcast about true love on The Bachelor. I'm Ronnie Karam from the center of your heart. And also, Watch What Crappens Bravo podcast and The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audio podcast. And I'm with the gorgeous Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
Love it.
For crying out loud. Hello, darling.
God, I just was walking all over your intro. Hi, everybody.
Oh, girl, it's called karma.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
It's a karmasation.
God. Rodney, we have such chemistry. I really feel like our chemistry is the strongest on all the podcasts.
Yeah, like the way we step on each other's toes is the most romantic way. Like, can I trust you after that? Totally. Because, like, I believe in you. And, like, I can be myself around you. And, like, I can step on your toes and you can step on my toes.
Like, whenever I'm podcasting with you, I feel the most myself than when I'm podcasting with anybody.
Nick really should get a job as a salesman and just say really positive things and then wham down a negative, because he's getting really good with that. He's like,
yes.
Well, I really feel things for your daughter, but, you know, at the end of the day, there's some hard decisions. I'm like, well, now what does that mean? What did you just say?
All right, before we get into this, I want to thank our new patrons on Patreon. First of all, I just want to tell you guys that Ronnie and I did a killer bonus episode where we just discussed our weight for 30 minutes. Apparently, Ronnie once went 42 days with nothing but water.
43, thank you.
43 days. If you want to hear more about that and about my struggles with bulimia, it's lighthearted. That's what it is. Sign up at Patreon. And if you sign up at the $2 level, you're going to get a shout out like this, like Ashley.
Ashley
Baker and Christina Colombo.
Christina Colombo.
And Emily Kolb.
Emily Kolb.
And last but not least, Diana Dow.
Diana Dow.
She is loyal and engaged. I love me some Diana Dow.
I can be the most me around Diana Dow.
I can be the most me around Diana Dow.
So if you guys want to find out how to do that, just go over to rosepricks.com. That'll take you to our Patreon page. Go for it, y'all. It's such fun times, and you're supporting broken people. I mean, we decided that we're going to do these bonus episodes, and for the first few of them, we're like, what should we talk about? Maybe we'll look at Instagram pages of the contestants. Well, they're all just trying to sell sweaters. Then we thought, yep, maybe we'll look at TMZ, but we're old and don't know who the hell anybody is. And then Stephanie came up with this really crazy idea. She's like, let's just talk. Let's just talk on the phone. Because we do that anyway. And it turns out we're broken motherfuckers. So
we
if you want to
so
support
broken.
This week, okay, this week we talked about diets. Last week we talked about addiction.
Yep. Like, and we talked about politics because we talked about the pasta Barillo people.
Yes, like every week it's something, but they're really fun. So go
it's
on and do them.
Oriented.
Yeah, ish, guys. Everyone has an ish, okay? So anyway, enough about us, because who needs that unless it's the bonus episode? Let's talk about the bullshitters of The Bachelor.
Here we go.
Talk about broken people. This is why we watch this, okay? We may be not as thin as you, but we ain't as broke as you either. Like, literally or figuratively. Bunch of broke-ass, broken people.
So, we open with sad Nick, who we're reminded, let Christina leave, because he's an asshole, and kept Corinne.
Yeah.
But then I got happy, because I realized, we're going to get up close and personal with Raquel. And Raquel did not disappoint.
Raquel did not disappoint. She was amazing. She was the best parent, I thought, out of any of them.
I agree.
That's kind of the only parent I would trust out of any of the parents.
She's the only one that wasn't like a fame whore.
Well, when there's just this many people left, these insecurities start coming out so hardcore. And we really got to see them today. I mean, it opens with Vanessa like, I wasn't expecting any more surprises, and this, like, I don't even know what to do now. You know, Christina's gone, and now I'm surprised, and I need to have a talk with Nick. I need to have a talk with him. I'm like, this bitch is gonna need to have a talk with Nick about every damn thing that ever happened. The mayor was late today. Why was the mayor late today? I need to have a talk with Nick about this.
I don't understand. Nick let another person leave. Merde. Why would he do that?
Man,
That's not how this
Renee. Oh,
works.
Renee.
So now they're all worried they're going to go home. And they're like, Nick is so unpredictable. No, he's not unpredictable. He's literally the opposite of unpredictable.
Yeah, let me tell you what Nick's
There's
gonna
four
do.
roses left and there's four hometown dates. How is he unpredictable?
Well, it's Corinne who keeps saying that. She's like, that is so unpredictable. Nick is like so unpredictable. Like, it's unpredictable. Corinne, come up with a different word. She said it about 30 times. Okay, here's what Nick's gonna do. He ain't gonna take a shower. He ain't gonna iron his damn clothes. He ain't gonna even try and make sure that his plugs stay in. He's not gonna enunciate anything. He ain't ever gonna get a job or teeth that fit. And he's gonna smell like feet most of your relationship. Okay? That's what you're gonna get. He's predictable.
Yeah, but you'll still be surprised. But I'm so surprised. I couldn't have predicted that. Yeah, you could have. You truly could have predicted it.
So,
All right.
yeah,
So
Corinne's still
Nick.
freaking out about unpredictability.
So they're all worried they're coming going home, and then Nick comes in with roses, and he basically is like, so yeah, this is really heartbreaking, because I let Christina go, and that was really sad, and we're all sad about it, mourning. But this is a ch anyway. So I have four roses left, and there's four hometown dates, so you're all getting a rose.
Do you
And
find it
Vanessa's
weird?
like,
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
yeah. And Vanessa's like, oh my God, Nick shocked us again. No, he didn't.
Like when Corinne, when he came in, he's holding four roses, and Corinne's like, oh my God, he has roses, and I'm not sure how many there are. I need a rose. Like, there's four roses.
I know,
You
it's not like it's the
dumb
first show and
hoe,
there's
girl.
20.
He's like literally holding four roses right now, you fucking twit.
I mean, there's four roses in his hand, but like, what if he doesn't give all the four roses up because he's so unpredictable? What if we just get shocked?
It's like so unpredictable.
What if
Okay.
there's an electric shock and one of the roses burns?
What if one of them squirts water in my face? Like, that would be mean. That would be so mean if Nick did that to me. Did you something
But
that's
I would
kind
take
of
that rose
bothering me?
anyway because I
Something.
really want a rose.
I will take water in my face for Nick. How's that for unpredictable? Have you noticed that he keeps saying you women? It really is bothering me. Like, at first I thought, okay, he's not saying girls because I guess he's avoiding the sexist route. So good for you.
True.
But then he's like, you know, it's like I told you women before what I
Yeah.
was saying about two women. It's weird. It's awkward. How about you guys? Hey, guys.
How do you women's feel about it? What if he just starts calling them all women's? Hey, women's.
Hey, women's. I'm trying to adjust my mic, but I can't tell. It's so sensitive. It's like I'm either overblowing it. Okay, I'm so unpredictable, you guys. And so
It's
is my
sounding good
mic.
to me.
Well,
But what do I
sorry if
know?
I'm torturing anybody in their car, which is happening probably about 80% of my podcasts these days. Sorry. Okay, so Nick
I
gives
don't
them
think so.
all four roses,
Yes.
and he's like, it's really important that this is like mutual. Because I don't want to give you a rose and then force you to come home, so you have to say yes. I'm like, they know how to play the fucking game, dude.
Yeah, well, apparently not. We find out later.
Yeah, that's true. I give people too much credit sometimes, guys. It's my cross to bear.
They're all like, yes, yes.
Yeah,
What
but
did you
look at
know?
me, because I've fallen in love on this show two times. I don't know if you've heard, but I got to go do hometowns and they went great. And then I got my heart broken. I was like, get a job. Could you just get a job? Go on monster.com. Get a LinkedIn, Nick. That's what you need to do. Okay. Swipe right on LinkedIn. You poor ass. I'm sick of watching you cry. No man should cry. He's crying in this scene. What are you crying
Oh, he
about?
cries so much. This is the worst crying episode for Nick.
Wait till next week because they show a clip from next week and he is just sobbing and I'm dying. And it
It's gonna
turns
be
out
funny.
his greatest fear is what we suspected all along. He's like, if I'm the only bachelor to get rejected, I will never survive it. I'll never get over it. I'll be devastated.
Oh my God. All
Tea's
right, so
ready.
let's get to it. Let's get through. Okay, so first up, we're at Hoxie, Arkansas, where we see Riven. Is it just
Hoxie, they have.
me, or did her accent just get turned up to 11, y'all?
It does that when I go to Texas too. It comes on really thick.
Oh, it
When you
does.
want to have fun in Hoxie, you go mudding, frog hunting, have wet T-shirt contests. You pretend to lose your teeth by taking tar off the street and putting it on one of your teeth, and everyone thinks you lost a tooth. Fuck your brother. I mean, geez, like shorten
Oh
your
my
list.
God.
You're terrifying me.
There was so much uninteresting about this day, about this hometown date. I was like, you're just hitting the trifecta of I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck. It's like everything they did. She's like, you want to go play in the mud? You want to go on a four-wheeler? Hey, you want to go hang out on top of a grain bin?
Oh my God. Okay. So they go. All right. What do they do first? What do I, oh, so they first, so he can't wait to spend the day with Raven, and Raven's like, I got some small town surprises. Like that grain barns have a lot of secrets. Did you know that?
They hold carbs,
Like,
Raven. They hold carbs. And the fact that you would take a man there who has worked so hard on his abs
I
is
know.
downright disrespectful.
I know. He's like, I smell the gluten from here, and it is not going anywhere near me, bitch.
Next, I'm taking you to the top of a Cracker Barrel, and then we're gonna go swim in some chicken and dumplings, swallow some mayonnaise together. He's like, you're terrifying.
Okay, so this was so god awful. The cops show up and they're in trouble. So dumb. So
Were
first
also
I'm like,
wearing two different uniforms. Did you notice that?
no, this one's probably a mall cop.
Like,
He's
Bernie.
like, I've come to make an arrest. They're all out of lemon yogurt
Hey,
at the
Bernie.
yogurt store.
Hey, Bernie, I can take this one. Go tell a secret to the grain bin. I got this. Go throw in a secret, Bern. Nick goes, when in Rome? I'm like, you're like so far away from Rome right now.
This was like the worst community theater improv troupe ever.
And I've
Nick's
actually
like,
been in that troupe.
he goes, the cop goes, I'm just kidding. I'm Raven's brother. And Nick goes, oh, you got me. She got me good. No, she didn't. Oh my God. I couldn't believe how bad it was.
Well, thank you. You've taught her how to give very good blowjobs. So.
Oh God. Sadly, it's probably true. It was
Oh.
so bad though. He's like, all right, you two. I mean, what did they really expect us to believe that just the production took the day off. Somebody was just there with an iPhone, and oh my God, the cops showed up. It's like there's an entire film crew there.
I fell for it
What do you
because
guys do? You fell for it.
I thought it. Well, at first I was like, this is going to be crazy. What if he's a stripper or, but then it just kept going on. And he's like, what are you? I said, what are you doing? What are y'all doing on the grain bin? And she's like, we're filming. And when she said she's filming, I was like, oh my God, Raven just broke the fourth wall of grain. This is real. This
I wonder if they got a release from that grain. The grain's like, I don't want to be on this shitty show. I'm just some grain in
Some
Arkansas. Leave me
blurred out.
alone. I
We couldn't even identify what kind of grain bin it was. Refused to sign the waiver.
then they ride around in mud and they make out.
In the
And
mud.
I was like, are they trying to remake the From Here to Eternity thing? They're like, he's like laying on top of her, like it's the most romantic movie ever.
That was not romantic. They were lying in the mud in an alligator pit. So
Somebody
he's.
on Facebook said, was talking about how gross it was, like that there could be some parasites in there, which immediately made me think of those bugs that can crawl up your penis in a lake. You
Ew.
know what I'm talking?
No.
Yeah, so then I had to Google it, and it's called Candiru, Candiru,
That
but
sounds
do
like a
not Google it.
contestant. Kinderu.
Candiru, yeah.
Kinderu's like, I hope my
Oh
hometown
my
goes okay.
What's wrong with our dog?
Oh God, don't get a sick dog. I have a sick dog. It's not very pretty over here.
You do? What's wrong with your
Yes.
dog?
I have no idea. He probably swallowed something on the street or Beneful is poisoning him. The worst dog food ever. I looked at Beneful. They're like killing dogs all over the place. Don't serve
Oh
your dog that.
God.
Look it up on the internet for yourself.
What are your
But
dog's symptoms?
vomiting, diarrhea. He's drinking like 5 bowls of water a day. Like he's sick, sick.
Oh
And so I
no.
gave it till the end of day today because I'm trapped here anyway. But I think he's getting better because he didn't drink all his water, which is a good sign. Anyway, who cares? So my dog may be dead. Okay, we'll
All
get
right.
over it. We'll get
Well,
through this.
speaking of sick dogs, we're back to the dad's lung cancer story.
Oh.
Yeah. So they go into the house and Nick brings flowers and my son Maddie's like, "He's so nice. He's bringing flowers." I was like, "Oh, please."
Yeah, most
The
people in
show
that town.
buys it for him.
Yeah, most people in that town bring actual flour.
Yeah. So they sit in the living room and then they have an announcement. The parents have an announcement that they waited to put on TV and dad is cancer free, which is very sweet.
But also awkward that they waited so long. Raven's like, I have cried every day. You can call with things like that, Daddy.
Yeah, you yeah, what I mean, they could have just sent her an email. I'm sure she but okay,
Yeah, that's
it
not a
was
surprise you
sweet.
wait for.
Yeah. We wanted to save it for the show because we know you wanted to have some good drama for your little TV show. So then Raven goes into this whole
Nick's like,
sweet
yeah, so
monologue.
I can dump her now, right? Not feel guilty.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like the whole family was conspiring to make it like even more pressure.
Well, it was really sad. Some of these girls with their hometown visits, you see that they're like really crazy. For example, Raven. One thing I said about Raven early on, and we talk about this a lot in our eating disorder bonus episode, in case you want to really hear me go off, but she does seem to have some kind of eating disorder. Her face looks weird, like it looks too dry and too thin, and she's like kind of losing her hair a little bit. Like there's something going on there. And when she walked in with her family, and they're all bigger, and she's like really tiny.
Yeah.
And when she said, I'm just glad my dad's alive because I never thought he'd make it to see the day if I've ever brought somebody home. And I was like, that is the saddest girl I've ever seen in my life. What is happening with this girl? She needs a hug.
Yes.
And not from Nick.
Yeah,
Like from a
that was the
doctor.
thing. I agree, but then when she started talking to her dad and saying like, "I'm so grateful that you guys are my parents," and it was really sweet, but then Nick was sort of like a side note. I just felt like Nick's not really part of this and shouldn't be. It was almost
Yeah.
awkward that he was there.
Yeah, that's
Do
not
you feel
Nick's
like that?
people. Yeah, that's not Nick's people right there. And also, I thought, wow, uniforms really do make some people look better because Cop Brother was so much hotter than Brother Brother. I was like, yikes, could you put back on your uniform? We're trying to get boners in here. So Raven is kind of like she's coming off to me as crazy, but also very sweet. Like, I really like her,
Yes.
and I don't want anything bad to happen to her.
Yeah, like harmless crazy, but I just don't think he's. I just didn't. As much as he kept saying, like, we've got chemistry, it was such a just something to say because I wasn't seeing it at all.
Yeah, me neither. So I'm not sure if this is where, I think it's when Raven's sitting down with her dad, and it's when she's saying, I'm really thankful for you too, and stuff like that, and it's really sweet. And the dad says, oh, she says, something that y'all have taught me is what I should be expecting from a husband. And I was just like, that poor dad. He's like, I didn't get to choose from 30 damn women. I mean, where do I sign up for this? I knocked this bitch up at prom and I'm stuck with her forever.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm missing a nut, but still, Dad, you had lung cancer.
I literally thought the same thing. I was like, these people that they're still together out of because where are they going?
Where are
There's
you
not a
gonna
big
run
pussy
to?
fest waiting out for them. Exactly.
Oh, sinner man, where are you gonna run to? Right,
It's
Nina?
like, I haven't had sex with your mom in 34 years.
But she still makes a damn fine mac and cheese, so here we
Yep.
are. So
Exactly.
let's see. This she said again, I didn't know if I would ever get to introduce you to somebody I was fucking. He's like, oh, I'm so proud. And then they
Then
had
he
a
goes,
sweet moment where she's like, I
yeah.
didn't think you'd walk me down the aisle. He said, I didn't think I'd be here to walk you down the aisle. And she's like, no other man will ever walk me down the aisle, Daddy. And then they
She's
start
like,
making out.
I'd go alone before I'd have somebody else take me. And it was like so sweet. It was very sweet.
Yeah, she is sweet.
Lest
Fuck
you think
her.
that we're made of stone. I was like,
It
that's really sweet.
is really sweet.
Next.
The mom, well, she sat down with her mom for a little bit, and she's like, well, I thought he would be arrogant, mama. And the mom's like, me too. And she said, but you know, there's still three other girls, and it's really rough, but it's through the grit of my teeth that I'm still here. It's like, you people, Nick is never gonna be okay here.
No,
Not gonna work out.
Nick wants nothing to do with these people.
Yeah, also, he doesn't have a job. I just thought I'd point that out again. So,
Oh
Nick
my
and
God, which,
Dad,
yeah. All
what'd they
right, so this
do?
part's boring. All right, so blah blah blah. She keeps saying that she's falling for him, but she's not saying she's in love with him. And then Nick, so then Nick talks to the dad, and he's like, good news about your cancer-free status. Very exciting.
Congratulations.
So if Raven and I take another step or whatever, are you cool with me asking her to marry me or whatever?
The dad's like,
And
well, now, don't take this the wrong way, but I didn't expect to like you. I mean, here you are, a full head of hair. You only smell like you had a shower 2 days ago. You got teeth. I mean, they're fake, but you'll be the first person in this family with teeth. Now, listen here, son. I'm so proud of you! I was like, whoa, you just gave her away way too quickly. You don't even know his last name. You don't even
I
know
know.
if he has a job.
I know. These dads are the worst when it comes right down to it. They're
Yeah,
like, I don't know if I. All right, son.
and just take her. You can
Yep.
take her and the tractor.
So then Raven is like, I gotta tell Nick that I love him. I have been holding out on him for the whole about 6 weeks. That I felt something for him that felt a lot like love, but I wasn't sure if it was that or if I had like some kind of allergic reaction. So I haven't told him, but I'm gonna tell him right now. Then she goes outside. She
Totally
can't do
pussied
it.
out.
Yeah.
Totally pussied out.
Which respect.
And he's waiting, you know, he's like, well, if you need to say something, she's like, well, I don't want to show my weakness. And right after they said that, they showed her putting him in the car, and then they kind of gave a close up on her bald spot in the back. And I was like, you people are really awful human
Oh.
beings. Okay? And the show did that, not me. So everybody who's
Yeah.
groaning right now, you're groaning at ABC.
And hopefully the producers took her out for a grilled cheese. So
And
now
held her hair after.
it's, and I could, so what do you think? Raven's gonna make it to the, what do you think?
I think
She's
at this
very
point,
harmless.
I had a different feeling watching it than I did when I saw the end. Because when they show the clips from next week, and Nick said that thing about, oh, well, you know, it's my greatest fear is being the bachelor who gets rejected. I think these girls are onto something when they're, because they're all freaking out. Like, I didn't say I loved him. I didn't say I loved him. Now what? Am I going to get kicked off because I didn't say I loved him? And I thought, well, that's stupid. But it's actually kind of a real thing, because to Nick, it's more like looking good to the rest of the Bachelor Nation.
Yeah.
You know, he just doesn't want to be the loser.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, at first, while I was watching it, though, I was thinking, he's not going to let the most broken ones go. Like, Raven, I think he likes. I mean, who doesn't like Raven? She's adorable. And then Rachel, he seems to really like. Vanessa's just fucking crazy. I don't even know what he's doing with that bitch. And Corinne, he knows he can just fuck for the rest of his life. He doesn't have to marry her.
True.
I mean, you don't got to buy that cow. You know what I
right.
mean?
Right. That's true.
But I think he might pick her. What do you think?
You think okay. he might pick Corinne?
Yeah, we should wait till the end. I'm getting okay. I'm getting an icky feeling in my stomach that he might.
He's not going to.
I hope not. And I'm always wrong. I never guess anything correctly, so no one worry. But yeah, okay. scared me.
So, okay. So then he goes to with Rachel. But see, this is the problem, because he's like, my chemistry is with Rachel is the most explosive of any of the women on the show. And we all know Rachel's leaving.
And Rachel's like the least explosive person ever. Like right. all she's really done is smile and giggle. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah. So
this
Rachel.
This was the most awkward date ever, by the way.
Oh my God.
Who takes somebody to church? She's like, I'm taking him to black church so he understands what it's like. I'm like, okay, so you're going to make the guy sit there and clap off rhythm the whole time? Like, what are you proving here?
Yeah, exactly. And he looks so uncomfortable.
He did, and he really was clapping off beat the whole time. He couldn't do it.
Yeah, and it really made me think about, it actually was a little lesson for me in like, okay, this is like black people do that all the time. Black people are often in situations where it's all white people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And them. And yeah. I was like, but then you just saw Nick's face the whole time. Just he just looked so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure did. I mean, he didn't look more uncomfortable than me because, I mean, I've been that white person in church. When I was a teenager, one of my best friends, Cheryl, I went to her church. And she's like, oh my God, you clap like a white boy. Just copy what I'm doing. And I was like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, the way it's clapping, my hands won't do it. And she's like, we will fix you. And she did. Like, she taught me how to do it, bless her heart. But I've been in that awkward situation where I just felt like, oh my God, I can't clap on the rhythm. I mean, it was when I was like 13, but still. That's
yeah,
where Nick is, like, in his growth.
And maybe, look, in his defense, this sometimes happens. Like, when you're black and you're in a place where it's all white people, and I'm not talking about if you're, like, in the South in a racist place, but I'm talking about, let's just say you're in Los Angeles and you're somewhere where it's all white people will go out of their way to pretend like you're not black. Like, no, it's totally normal that you're here with all white people so that, you know, because they want to be like, we don't see color. What are you talking about? You're black? No, I didn't even notice
but
that.
But I think it is more normal for white people. You know, it is more normal. We're used to, like, it is more normal for us. It's more abnormal for us to be in a situation where everybody's black, you know? It just is.
Right.
Because that's more of a secluded community. So it's always something different when white people see it, whereas black people see that every damn day of their lives. Our side of it.
Right.
I mean, like the white
so
world.
So anytime that I've been in a situation where it was all black people and me, black people have more of a tendency to point it out. Like, huh? Look at you. You're in a church with all black people. Which, hey, by all means, you
well,
know.
We
but
all
I
do,
think...
girl. Like the gays do it all the time, you know. Like I'm friends with so many straight people. And when I take them out for a gay night, the look on their face is like, oh my God, this is what you guys do. And I'm like, yeah. When you guys aren't around, they're like, yeah, but you're talking differently. I'm like, yeah, because I'm around my people, bitch.
Yeah. So my point is just that Nick was having some trouble with that.
Yeah.
I couldn't
tell if he was, but I was so, so happy when the family brought it in. Because really, I mean, that is a crazy place. Like, whether you're black or white, to take someone to church on a date is weird to me. I just think that's weird.
Oh, I agree.
But then, so they do that, and he's, like, kind of awkward. And she kind of brings it up with him a little bit. And he goes, well, look, like, I'm not from another world. I've noticed that you're black and that I'm white. But, you know, so they had, like, a little baby talk about it. But when they went to the family was like, okay, you're white, and she's black. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I don't care. And they're like, it doesn't matter if you care. There's a whole world out there, and there's a lot that you're going to be dealing with just because you're with somebody who's black, and there's a lot that she's going to be dealing with, and that's something you have to think about. And he's like, I fucked black people before, you know? Like, what's the big deal? And they're like, no, yeah. This is not about your dick, Nick.
But Nick was acting like he was auditioning for a Tyler Perry movie the whole time. He was just like, what's up? Hey.
He's like, I could put on a muumuu and an old lady wig. Sure, I could do Madea. They're like, no, Nick, no. No.
But and another thing though that bugged me about this whole thing was that the one sister with the most tood was married to a white guy. Like I was
Well,
like, bitch, you need to back up a little bit. She was like,
what, who better to know the kind of shit you deal with, you know,
Yeah,
when
I
you're with
mean,
somebody?
I know you're right, and I know they were just, but there was a lot of the it was a constant question of of the just the so like have you ever dated a black woman before? Like, hey, Nick, can I get you something to drink? By the way, have you ever dated a black woman before?
Have you
Hey,
ever accepted a drink from a black person's mother that you're dating in their home?
Nick, what's your sign? Oh, Capricorn? Oh, really? Have you ever dated a black Capricorn? I just feel like he answered that question so many times. He's like, I mean, this is my first like serious relationship. Okay. Well, do you know what okra is? Oh, you've seen it before, but do you know what it is? Have you ever dated a black woman who eats okra before?
I love when he named
Oh.
all the food on the table. That was so funny. He's like,
That
I'm not
was.
from Mars, okay? Macaroni and cheese, cornbread. He listed all the food and he's like, and that, you know, that okra, I guess. And she's like, well, all you have to know is okra is disgusting. And he saved it because he was like, well, you don't like anything. And
Yeah,
that, you
that
know.
was
And so
funny.
they were like, oh, he knows that she hates everything. He knows her.
It did not win them over. They were just like, why do you hate black people so much? He's like, what? They're like, why are you such a racist? He's like, I'm here to ask for your daughter's hand. They're like, wow, so obvious what you think about black people. He's like, this is just, I'm so uncomfortable right now. Like, I don't know what about me is giving that off. They're like, you voted for Trump, didn't you? He's like, no.
I mean, I see that. I think that she would. I think that probably, if I were putting myself in their shoes, I think probably the most obnoxious thing about him in this is that he just can't be real. Like,
Oh, he
he's so
can't.
practiced and he cannot just give an honest answer. He always has to, you know, do the honey first and sugarcoat it and then blah, blah, blah. And they're being very upfront with him. They're like, look, you're going to have some major issues being in a in an you know what I'm saying, interracial relationship. Are you ready for that? And he's like, well, I really love sunsets. And you know, the first time I saw your daughter, the boner almost popped through my zipper. And they're like, okay. So what else did you think? He's like, well, you know, okra. Never thought I'd like that before, but I loved it. Can't wait
Yeah.
to be in your family.
He's
Get
like,
out of here, you
I learned a lot
phony.
about clapping at church. So, I don't know, pretty good at that. Then the mom's like, "Listen, does Rachel like what would be a red flag?" And he's like, "Don't you mean a black flag? I'm just kidding. Okay, a red flag. Let's see. You know, I don't there's just aren't any. She's just amazing. Like she's a lot of woman, you know what I'm saying?" It was so weird to me. He's like, yeah, I mean, she's got a really big personality, but I like that. I like that a lot. She's just, I don't know. She's just great. You know, she's such a good communicator. So, yeah, the mom was not
So
buying it
no
at all.
red flags. Well, I mean, if she was ugly, obviously. But otherwise, I mean, she is a lawyer, so she's got a job. She's
Yeah, and
hot, so that's
I don't know
good.
if you noticed.
He's like, you know what? Why don't we just stop talking about red flags for a while? Let's just put that in a drawer for him. Let's put a pin in that, okay? So, let's
Wait, so
see.
then the mom sits with Rachel and they go over her checklist. She's like, okay, like what's on your checklist? And she's like, okay, well, could I see myself falling for him? Check.
Check.
She's like, does like, could I sh something else? And then the mom says, you know, I really like him. And then she goes, he reminds me of like of your dad, because your dad's really self-assured. He knows who he is. He's really competent. What part of that description reminds you of Nick? He doesn't even have a job.
She actually said, "I like what I liked about your dad was that he knew who he was and where he was going." It's like, Nick, ask Nick. I dare anybody to ask Nick. So, what are your plans
Yeah.
after this?
And I'm really sure that, like, the wife of a federal judge or whatever he does, federal prosecutor,
He's a
really is
judge, I
going to enjoy.
think. I think he is a judge.
I think he's a federal prosecutor.
Oh,
He's a
okay.
federal prosecutor, but I'm sure that the mom loves the idea of her new boyfriend being unemployed.
Yeah, that's not gonna fly.
No.
I think
And
if
didn't
he
you
does
think it was
propose,
fishy
she'll
that the
say
dad was?
no.
Didn't you think it was weird that the dad wasn't there?
He's like, I'm not gonna be associated with his nonsense foolishness. I mean, we just
That's
read
my
an
thing.
article. There was an article about him this week in the news that was tweeted by WikiLeaks, which is crazy, involving her dad in some court case from a long time ago that was going against whistleblowers or something. And it's WikiLeaks, so they were like, "Mah!" They're all up in arms. But it was just so hilarious to see WikiLeaks and Rachel's picture because I was scrolling through it and I was like, "You racist! That's not The Bachelor. Like, what is wrong with you?" And it was. It was. I was like, "Oh my God, these
Oh,
two
that's
worlds
so
colliding is
funny.
crazy."
Wait,
But
so
yeah, he's important.
the dad was against whistleblowers?
I can pull it up right now if you want, if you're just curious. But it was a case, I think, from the 90s or something. Let me see what we said here. I tweeted it on our at Rose Pricks Pod.
Oh.
So the judge who sent me to prison and his bachelorette daughter, why I can't wait until he's my father-in-law. Whatever. Some guy got thrown in prison. This was the judge, and he was saying, I think that it's because he's some kind of a whistleblower or something.
That the judges?
Or no, that the guy who went to jail is.
Oh.
Let me see. I don't want to read right now while
All
we're
right.
doing this.
All
But
right.
yeah,
Who
he's
cares?
a big time judge, this guy.
Okay.
Like, he's serious, this fucking guy, her dad. So he doesn't want to be seen on TV with some stupid Nick.
Right.
I mean, no offense, Nick, I still love you.
So this is how I felt. I felt like, okay, we know Rachel's not gonna win. So I just felt like this was kind of a giant commercial for The Bachelor to go,
No.
see, we're not racist.
We don't know that because she could win and say no.
You think?
She could dump him again. I mean, she could be the third person to dump him.
No. I
That would
guess,
be amazing.
but then if it came down to it, I don't think they would do that because if it came down to it, we would all know it would be such a bad finale.
Oh, it'd be so
Because if it
good,
was
though.
between her and if it was between Rachel and one other person, and we already knew Rachel was going to be wasn't,
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
I don't think they would have spoiled it if she
Pardon
was going to
me,
be one of the
everybody.
final two. Okay, so whatever. Anyway, so Rachel thinks she's falling in love with him, and blah blah blah. All right, so Corinne.
Et cetera, if you will.
Yeah, so that was kind of boring. So now for Corinne. This gets more fun.
I mean, what a complete difference between Rachel's family and Corinne's. I mean, just on the serious meter. I mean, they're so serious. They're like, "Will you marry her? And what will it be like?" And Corinne, meanwhile, is like, "Oh my God, it's Nick. Okay, I'm taking you to my church, the
First, she's standing in front of a mirror that says, "Who is the most beautiful?"
then she
Which is so
goes.
funny.
She goes,
Yeah.
"Man, shopping are like white on rice." I was like,
Yeah.
"You."
She goes, "Shopping and me go hand in hand. We're like white on rice." What? That doesn't even mean that, Corinne. That means that something's on you, like white on rice. It's not always go doesn't go together.
Mean, she's like, "We go together like flies on poop." I'm like, So Nick was laughing because that she walks into the store, and of course, everyone's like, "Corinne!"
Yes.
Nick goes, "Every morning to these people is like Christmas morning when they see Com or Corinne, because they
Yes.
know she's going to spend so much money."
She's on a hug basis with everyone at the mall. She's
That's also why she's always drunk. Everybody gave her a glass of champagne. It's like every store, they're like, "Here's some champagne, Corinne."
Yeah. And then she's like a 4-year-old. She puts on a hat and she's like, hat, pearls. Then she just buys stuff.
So she starts dressing him, and it's basically like everything he's already got, but $1,000 or whatever.
It's
She's
like
like,
pretty
wow, here's
funky
some new
universe.
skinny jeans that have, are like high waters. Here's some sweatpants that are $800.
How about it when he comes out in the shirt that's like 3 sizes too small and a fedora for no reason? Why did you go in a dressing room in the first place to put on a hat?
I just wrote, rich people are so stupid because you can get all of these at Old Navy. She ended up buying him like a $3,000 worth of shit, and one of them was a sweatsuit. And then
Yeah,
she got him like a gray sweatshirt that he could have gotten at Old Navy. I mean, come on now.
he's like, this sweatsuit is costs $800. Doesn't he go, I'm gonna have to get a couple of jobs. How about a job? How about one job, Nick? You don't have a job.
Well, it's the first time he's even mentioned a job, so maybe she's good for him. But I did notice one troubling thing about this relationship. She's like, $3,500, no problem. And she puts down her card, and it was a gray Amex. I was like, I'm so embarrassed for you. It's not black. You are not that rich, girl. You were going to be taking this man into the poorhouse.
Well, doesn't she lives at home with her parents, right? She lives in that house.
Yeah, in like a little apartment.
Right.
Yeah, there's something. She's faking it, I think. I
Oh,
think
yeah.
she's faking it, thinking she's going to tell him she's all rich, multi-million dollar industry. And then, she's going to be like, you need to get a job, Nick, for the rest of their
Oh, yeah.
lives.
This is daddy's money.
Yeah.
And
And it ain't that much.
no, it ain't.
No one with money is like, this glass of whiskey is $18 million, kid. Now put your thumb in the right place on the glass. Like, no rich person does that.
No, they don't. So Corinne is like, oh my God, this is the best day of my entire life. Getting to spend $3,000 on Nick is gonna show him that I would be a really good wife.
Did you notice that she's getting drunker and drunker through this? Her eyes,
Yes.
every time they show Corinne, her eyes are more and more glazed over. So they're having lunch, blah blah blah, and she's like, oh my God, like I have to tell Nick that I'm in love with him, because if like if I don't tell him, and he's like, I'm not gonna know. So
Even
now
though like he could totally read minds, but like for some reason he chooses not to read mine, and the reason he doesn't is because he's so respectful. Like he respects my mind, so he doesn't try to read it. Also, he doesn't like reading that much, which is so cool. We have that in common.
So she's like, Nick, before we go meet my parents, there's something I want to tell you. I realize how deep my feelings are for you, and I really, really fall for you. I love you. And then they make out. He's like, I love your credit card. And they make out. And then
And
as
then
they
they
make
kind of,
out, they show a guy behind her just rolling his eyes. Like some queen is like, oh, girl, get out of this mall. This mall is exclusive.
yeah. By the way, then they go to commercial, and it's a Weight Watchers commercial with Oprah wearing some new, like, Warby Parker glasses, and it's
I
her
died
and another.
watching this commercial, by
And
the
the other girl, the other woman, and they're like talking all seriously, and then they're both like, oh my God, I eat chips.
She goes,
I
what's your favorite thing? She goes, I can eat whatever I want. Like, I eat chips. And Oprah goes, I eat chips. I eat chips.
And I was trying to explain to my children, I'm like, guys, you can eat chips whenever you want. Like, just please don't listen to these assholes. It's ridiculous. It's eating. Albie's like, can some people not eat chips? I was like, just ignore them, please.
I laughed so hard because I knew that you saw that and were laughing your ass
Just
off
get
at
up from a wheelchair and start walking. Like, it's a chip. It's a Dorito. Relax. You didn't just Weight Watchers didn't make you unparalyzed. Oh my God, I can walk.
I eat chips. Oh, Oprah. And I love that Oprah never even loses any weight anymore. Like, she's lost weight so many damn times over the course of her career that we just believe her. We're like, okay, I guess she lost weight. It's Oprah. She didn't lose any weight. Oprah, it's been like months. You look the damn same.
I know.
They're in a red wagon this time. She's just like, I lost the weight. I eat chips. I'm like, I can see that. Good for you. Now stop telling everybody else to count them. So anyway, back at lunch, Corinne's just fallen in love with Nick, and he's like, I can keep these clothes, right? Like, why didn't you let me take the tag off these clothes?
I know, I was kind of wondering if the Bachelor was going to pick that up. Like, if she doesn't win, is she going to be like, I'm sending you a bill because, like, I don't think I should have to pay that $3,000.
Her dad will. He'll stick a fucking lawyer on him. Like, you give me back that sweatsuit, kid.
He probably will.
So they go over to this tiny little apartment that looks like it's at the top of the stratosphere in Las Vegas. I was like, this is the tackiest fucking family.
Yeah.
You already know.
And by the way, could I just mention that they walk to it pretty far? I was like, do they not, is it like a VIP driveway? What's the deal? Like, the limo couldn't drop them off in front?
They're not allowed. The building's all blurred out. It refuses to sign. They walk up, and the dad, we get to meet the dad, and he's like, ah, what is this kid? Are we even sure? This is like, what, his fifth time on the show? How do we even know what he wants, huh? His mom's like, I'm sure he's solid. I want to make sure this guy is solid. Mostly his ass, I'll be honest. But the rest of him, like, what does he do for a workout? It's like, these two are not going to ask any good questions. But I'm glad they're here.
Workout. Oh my God, my stomach hurts.
So Nanny and Raquel.
What does he do for a workout? Do you do cardio?
Squats, am I right, kid?
This guy does squats. No way he doesn't. Get over here. So then they sit down. So it's Sister Taylor, who we never hear from again. Dad Jim.
Yeah, it's like, Taylor, you're done. Get a bat.
The mom with the sad, droopy eyes. And then Raquel.
God, that poor mother.
Yeah.
The dad's in love with Corinne. Corinne's in love with the nanny. That poor mom is just like, anyone? Can anybody see me? I'm sitting here with the TV guide and reading glasses on the couch. Can anybody see me?
Then Raquel comes over and pours the mom of like a huge glass of wine, and the mom's right at the time the mom's going, I mean, just without Raquel, we just couldn't. There's so much stuff we couldn't do without her, like just be alcoholics.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I mean, what am I supposed to just pour my own wine? Come on, don't be crazy.
Oh, that was so good. Raquel is so cute. She's like, how much garlic salt you like on your pasta, Nick? So he's like, oh my God, yes, I know all about Raquel. You know, we've heard about her. And the dad's like, how do you know about Raquel? And Corinne's like, well, I told them, and the girls used Raquel against me. And I told them about Raquel, and then they said, I have a nanny. I'm like, you told everybody Raquel is your nanny. It's not like they came up with some slight for Raquel.
Yeah, but she was drunk. She doesn't remember. Come on. Yeah, and then the dad's like, what? The mom's like, how dare they? Raquel's been with us the kids' whole lives. We couldn't do anything without her.
Yeah, Raquel's Raquel. Hey, guess what I did? I marinate my own olives. Here's my famous olives, huh, Nick? And so they're seeded olives, so they all have to eat them, and Nick doesn't know how to do it. Nick is like semi-retarded. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, people don't like that word, but it's Nick. He's like, well, I don't eat many olives, but that must be the best olive I've ever had in my entire life. And the dad's like, yes,
that's my boy. If you didn't say you liked the olives, I was going to have to break both your legs. You saved me.
You can marry both of my daughters. And Raquel, what the fuck do I care? Take them all.
Oh, my God. So then, let's see.
The dad's like, Corinne, we need to have a talk. And she's like, okay, got it. So they crawl into bed together, which is totally normal. And you know, I loved when that happened. I was like, called it.
And
So.
neither one of them looks the slightest bit awkward. This is just their regular, like, this is to me, I was like, to this guy, this is totally normal. Like, oh, what? We have business meetings like this. We like to be comfortable. So what? Who are you to judge?
I mean, it is weird that you're not in your birthday suit. This is a meeting. She's like, sorry, Don. So he's like, you're gonna be happy with this guy? You got some feelings? And she's like, I told him I loved him. And he's like, holy guacamole. It's like, well, Dad, we've been together for like a month and a half. And he's like, that's 6 weeks, Corinne. Oh, we're so good at math.
Oh my
This part
God.
was sweet though, because she said, and this is why I like Corinne, because I almost called her Camille. This is why I like Camille. This is why I like Corinne, because there's part of her that's just a sad girl, you know? She's like, well, I like never thought I deserve somebody as good as Nick, but like maybe I do. And like Nick, when he looks at me, like he sees more than other people do. Like I'm not just a brain to Nick. I'm also like tits and a butt and a, like a vagina. Like he didn't just fuck me. Like he fucked me and then like he let me take a nap. Like he sees me. He sees Corinne.
He sees my vagina. I mean, yeah, because I showed it to him, but like, I mean, when I showed it to him, he didn't like shield his eyes like some people do. Like, he looked right at it. And that made me feel known.
Well, girls like Corinne are kind of invisible in a way because dudes just look at them for the fucktoy aspect of it. And then it breaks them because they're used like fucktoys. And, you know, I mean, some of them act like
Ronnie,
it
that's
too.
her own fault.
It is.
That's what she's
I get
spraying Ready
that.
Whip on her tits and telling him to lick it off. Like, what is he supposed to see?
I know, I get that. But that's how she's trying to find love. Like, it's misguided and stupid. I don't think it's gonna work out that way. But it made me sad when she said that. When she said, he sees more than other people see when they look at me. I was like, oh, Corinne! Oh! And then, before I could squeeze out some salties, they cut to Nick and Raquel.
Oh my God, which this is going to go down as classic.
They
A
gave Raquel an
classic.
interview. Died.
So good. So good. And Raquel actually said, what are your intentions? What are your intentions with her?
Yeah, the
She's like
only
a
one.
daughter to me.
The only parent in this
Yep.
household that
Yep.
asked the right question. She's
Yep.
like, I love Corinne like my own daughters, and I do not want you to hurt Corinne because she is like a daughter. And if she is in future married with you, what is your intention with her? And he's like, well,
Raquel's like, I
oh.
have daughter of my own, but I have not seen her in 35 years. They do not let me.
Do you intend to buy me Southwest ticket to go visit my daughter? Yes or no? Do you have intention to cut GPS out of my ankle? Yes or no? The windows
Yes
don't
or no.
open here, Mr. Nick. The windows don't open.
Oh my God.
But she actually asked the sweetest question. She's like, what is your intention? And he's like, well, I appreciate the questions. Hey, Raquel, those are great questions. So, well, she's beautiful. And she's like, oh, well, okay. Well, if she happy, I happy. It's like, no, you gave up too easy, Raquel. What kind of answer is that? My intentions are that she's beautiful. Fuck
Then
her.
the dad goes to talk to Nick. And he's wearing like a dress shirt, but then one of those like a black rope bracelet, like he's on his way to Burning Man as soon as he finishes the shady business deal. Did you notice that?
Yes. The dad really bothered me. Because I was like, no one's gonna marry Corinne if they have to sit with this family every day. No one wants to sit with this family. No offense. I mean, the dad seems nice. But also, you know, the dad, they'll wake up and the dad will be in their bed in the morning, like, hey
Oh,
kids.
yes. I know a dad like this.
And this is oh, so this the dad is still with Corinne, right? And so he's like, does this guy have a job? Because, you know, you spend a lot of money. Like, when all this is gone, Corinne, when all this is gone,
I mean, what is he going to do? Are you going to be okay with him being a Mr. Mom, staying home with the kids? It's like the dad has this guy's number, which I love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, well, I'll be totally fine with that. Like, if I'm the breadwinner, like, it's totally fine with me. It's like, all right, then if it'll keep Corinne happy, I'm happy.
But what do they even do? Her multi-million dollar company. They don't do anything.
You know, they sell, like, slipper bottom replacements or something. It's like some dumb company like that. They're like, did you lose a bolt on your Vespa tire? We're the only company you can get it from, and it's a multi-million dollar company.
Yeah, exactly. So now Dad is going to talk to Nick, and he's like, hey, Nick, you know, hey, Corinne agreed that, you know, if Nick, if you're like, you know, go broke or whatever, you know, or you'd lose your job that you don't have right now, like, she's going to be okay.
Yeah, so the dad really fucked this one up. And this made me sad for Camille, too. And I do not like feeling things for Camille. But the fact that the dad sat Nick down and said, I asked Camille if she'd be fine supporting you. And she said she would be totally fine with that. So I guess I'm happy with it, too. It's like he sees or he assumes that this guy is only into his daughter because he thinks she's rich. And, like, he's trying to use her. It doesn't even cross his mind that this guy could be here for any other reason. And he immediately tells him, like, okay, well, I asked her if she's fine with being the breadwinner and you just stay home and basically fucking do nothing the rest of your life. And,
yes,
I mean, as long as you keep her happy and don't fuck around on her, then fine. I'm fine with it. I mean, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
It made me sad.
It was sad.
And I do not like feeling for Corinne.
So then he's like, all right, well, you'll know you'll always have good scotch.
You know, that was expensive. Hope you enjoyed your swallow. Hope you enjoy your swallows for years to come, Nick. Am I right, kid?
So then they go to leave, and they just show Raquel slaving over the dishes. Hashtag free Raquel.
Free Raquel. The dad's like, you know what? Corinne is the lid to Nick's pot. They're like white on rice.
Those Speaking two. Of pot, does anybody have any pot?
Oh,
Raquel, where'd you hide the pot?
Okay, so Corinne is so happy. She's like, this is the best day of my life. And like, I love Nick. And I am in love with Nick. But like, I'm grossed out that he's dating three other girls. I'm like, whoa! Oh boy!
She's like, I'm grossed out. Also, I'm a little drunk.
Oh, Corinne.
I need a nap.
Oh, Corinne. Okay, so next. The last date. Vanessa.
Okay. So, the first, he gets to Vanessa, and then they kiss. And they kiss some more. And I'm like, okay, they have chemistry. And Vanessa takes him to see her students.
Yes.
Which was very sweet.
She's like, oh, I want you to see the people who wrote you that book. He's like, haven't read it. But, all right, how'd it end? I don't want to look like an asshole here. What was the twist?
Oh, my God. So then all the special needs students who are adults, for some reason I thought she taught kids, but so I was a little surprised that it was all grown-ups. It was very sweet. And then they all are crying.
I know.
Which was just foreshadowing of what's to come in this date. They're just all crying.
Yeah, that was really cute.
Yeah.
And also, they wear their emotions on their sleeve, and Nick is really lucky he left there unscathed because they cried when they saw her, and she's like, okay, now you remember when you made the book for Nick? Okay, now you're going to make another book, but this time it is about our memories that me and Nick have together. So I'm going to give you these pictures. Who wants to make a book? And everyone just stares at her. She's like, who wants to make a book? One girl's like, okay. She's like, oh, good. We're going to do this. We're going to do it together, Renee.
But remember, first when she sits down, she's like, okay, I want the special people in my life to meet. So, do you know who Nick is to me? And the one guy talks just like a Sling Blade. He's like, your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. It's like your boyfriend.
He goes, your boyfriend? Mm-hmm. You're lucky. Mm-hmm.
I like when they were leaving. And she's like, okay, who wants to give Selena a hug? Come give Selena a hug. And they all like jump on her and cry and hug her. And she's like, let's smell each other's armpits. I was like, oh, I love Celine Dion. She's so great.
It was funny.
But she, okay, so now we get the darkness that we've always seen in Vanessa. Because we have seen this with her, but you can't quite pinpoint what it is until now. So her parents are divorced, and she's like, well, my parents are divorced, and they're civil, but I want you to see what it's like to split time with my mom and my dad, because this is how it's going to go. And I'm like, you are so bossy, okay? So she goes to this.
But also, can I just say, she's like, because I want you to know what I have to go through, having to go split my time between two different families. Like, bitch, you're a grown up.
Yeah.
You're like, not, my pain you're is not your pain. Splitting your time. Like, yeah. But also, like, you're not splitting your time. That's your parents.
Yeah.
You're having a meal. Unless you live with both sets of parents. I mean, are you nine? Are you literally, like, bringing your sleeping bag and going over to see mom and dad and then going over to see the other parents? You know when that
stuff sucks is Christmas time, birthdays. You got to go, like, you got to go have Christmas with the mom, and then you gotta go have Christmas with the dad, and then you gotta go have Christmas with, and if you're both divorced in a marriage, oh Lord, then you gotta go see both of their parents. It's like 50 damn stops.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, holidays and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah.
She's a little too attached to this family, and they love her, but they're too much. And did you get the impression that she's basically had some kind of a nervous breakdown? Because
yes. Yeah, she obviously terrified. Was, like, suicidal or something.
Yeah, she, like, probably, like, jumped off of something. I don't know. But, like, she's been in some trouble, this girl.
Yes. And
I don't even say that in a funny way. I was like, I'm scared for this girl. She has mental issues, and she shouldn't be on this show.
I agree.
And the family's totally terrified. Agree. And the sister, you know, it's a huge Italian family. Like, humongous. There were so many people there. And she's like, okay, here's how you say hello. I'm like, God, you are so bossy. So she gets in there and she tells us, oh, I just got out of this traumatizing relationship and I can't put my family through that again, which is kind of fishy.
Right.
And then she goes in and the aunt is like, well, the Nona or
what
whatever.
What about that weird brother?
Oh, yeah.
That right away, weren't you just like, oh, geez, something's up with Patrick?
Yes. It's like I would expect this from Raven's family, but not necessarily yes. this one.
Yes.
Although I do watch Real Housewives of New Jersey, and that has a brother-sister love storyline that's really awkward, so.
Okay.
But, yeah, the whole thing was weird, but basically, first he talks to the Nona, the grandma, and she's like, oh, which I looked up on Google Translate, and it said, fuck you, homo. She does not like him. And he's like, oh, nice to meet you, too. Vanessa has great tits. And then the aunt is like, now, Nick, I need to know, are you ready to get married? whoa.
They're scared.
Yeah, they're like terrified.
Legit scared.
And every one of them is like, well, we're just really worried about her. And then finally the mom says, look, she takes him aside and she's like, now, what stood out about her? She's not liking him at all. By the way,
no,
he's not given the right answer once. She's like,
this
so
is, this, by the way, this part was one of my favorite parts of the whole episode.
Oh, do you want to tell it?
Okay.
Go
so
for
yeah,
it.
so she's like, wait, where's the part?
You're like, line.
Yeah. Well, cause you
I sprung it
down.
On you. Oh,
you
I did
skip down a little bit. Yeah. Well, but I don't need to read it. But yeah, she's like, what did you first, what did you notice? What makes her special or something? What did she say? He's like, well, when she first stepped out of the limo, I was like, whoa. And she's like, no, I'm not asking what she looked like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ask you, like, what is special about her? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. Oh, she goes, what is it about Vanessa that stood out? And then he goes, well, you know, when she got out of the limo, I liked her right away. And the mom goes, I don't care about her looks.
Yeah, she's like, I want to know if you do really see her. Do you see her soul? Because she's amazing in every way. And I want her to find her equal. Do you know what I mean? And he's like, And he tells us, he's like, you know, I think it's great that she has this huge family who cares about her. And there's obviously a lot of concern there. But it's intense, you know. And then the sister gets him, and she's like, so, Nick, I'm the bossy sister. He's like, oh, throw it at me, toots, whatever. And she's like, have you spoken about real things? Where are you going to live? Because right now you live in different countries. Do you have a job? What do you do? Have you talked? Oh, really? You don't know where you're going to live? Oh, what's your favorite color? You don't know? Do you know her favorite color? Oh, you don't even know her favorite color? What side of the street do we drive on here in this country? Huh? Do you know how to drive a standard shift car? Huh? No? Do you take your own bags to the grocery store or do you use the paper ones that you have to pay for? Tell me everything. Tell me, Nick. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Then she's like, well, why don't you know her favorite color? Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of things that you're going to have to discuss.
Yeah. She's like, you need to have a discussion. And she says, this is what she does. She puts her own hopes and dreams aside every single time. And I'm really scared for her. Like, really scared. And I will hate you if you break our heart again. I really will. And he's like sobbing.
Because guess what, Nick? Her last boyfriend killed her. And now she's a ghost. And we can't afford for her to get killed again. We're already haunted right now.
She is actually our cat, and she is on her ninth life right now. This is her last chance to kill herself. It's like, whoa. Whoa. So basically, everybody is terrified that she's going to get dumped because they can't take it again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, and then
her brother takes her in the back room, and he's like, well, what would you do job-wise? And she immediately starts crying. And he's like, I will always have doubts about any guy. I don't know what accent I'm doing. I don't do accents, Ronnie.
I don't either. Like, I just do randos.
He's like, I just don't want the stuff to happen to you. I don't want anything to happen. I don't want you to get killed again. It's hard being brother to a ghost. And I don't want you to get your ghost heart broken again.
If you are a ghost, you will never be able to change your clothes ever again.
So now the sister talks to her again. The sister is wearing these hoop earrings that are as big as her head. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They're like these silver hoop earrings. They're huge. They're very distracting. Hmm. And the sister's going at her again. She's like, where are you going to live? You deserve someone to make you happy. To make you happy, Vanessa. You give up so much.
Oh, and then Vanessa is trying to convince her so hard. She's like, I haven't felt like this since the last relationship I was in. And then, of course, like, now blah, everybody's blah, blah. Terrified, you know?
She's like, well, when it's over and your life is here and his is wherever. I mean, I don't know. What the hell does he do?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know either.
Yep.
She's like,
and then
shit.
She goes, well, but how he looked at me, like, I just felt it. And she's like, well, you know, I always tell you to trust your gut. And she's like, it's telling me this is it. And she's like, but last time you trusted your gut, you went on to your nightlife. Look, I just want to make sure if you marry this man, it's in a comfortable outfit. Don't wear these heels to walk around in an eternity.
And she's like, oh, God. Okay, now I got to go see the other dad.
Well, I think she realized, you know, that this is because her mom, one of the moms said, and I think it's hers, wasn't it hers who said, you know, Vanessa, this is just fantasy. And it's important that after you have something after this, you have to have some kind of plan. Like, this is just all the fantasy part. And she's like, no, 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 it's not a fantasy. It's real. And when I look into his eyes, and they're like, no, and they're terrified. So basically this family just told us this bitch is off her damn rocker, which we sensed the whole season. But seeing her family that scared, why did they even let her go on this show?
Yeah, I don't know.
I am scared for her.
It's really weird.
So then, of course, Nick sugarcoats it. He's like, well, you know, I really like Vanessa, and I'm totally falling for hers, but there's so much to figure out still. I'm like, just say it. Why can't you just say one fucking thing? I get it's a TV show, but you're just talking to us. Why can't you just be like, this bitch seems crazy, and her family seems terrified. She's going to throw herself onto a train track. What would you do, America? Dial in.
Oh, God.
One, not your responsibility. Two, if she dies, it's your fault. Or three, masturbate and go home. $1.99 per call.
Okay, so where are we?
Dad's turn.
Okay. Oh, this is good.
So he's like, hello. She's like, oh, God, my dad can be a little awkward.
And she immediately starts crying.
Her dad's terrifying.
She's like, okay, my dad's kind of kind of tough. Oh, God. Yeah. So
So
then.
immediately the dad's like, we go talk.
Yeah.
So he takes Nick to the side. He's like,
Well,
what?
wait.
Oh, what I
First, he
miss?
asks. First, he asks the exact same question that the first mom asked. He's like, "What stood out to you about Vanessa?" And I was like, "What? Why did these two split up? They should get back together." They both asked the exact same question, but this
And
time
they
Nick knew
also
better.
both, but they both seem very overdramatic, like Vanessa. I mean, Vanessa's, her whole family seems very overdramatic, but God, could you imagine the fights between those two?
Yeah. Oh my
Smother.
God.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. But yeah, I like that question. I think that shows good parenting skills when you're like, well, you just dated 30 bitches. You probably made out with most of them at least twice. So
Yep.
what's so special about mine? You know?
Yeah. So he's like, ah, she's really amazing.
Yeah, he goes, we've been there through each other through good times and bad.
Yeah. So
Okay.
then Nick goes, I respect your daughter. And then the dad's like, but there's three others. And he goes, yes, there's no denying that.
You know what was, sorry, I was hitting this.
So then Nick's like, okay, so here's the thing. So if we, me and Vanessa or whatever, if we as two consenting adults decided to, like take that next step or whatever, or, get engaged or whatever, would you be cool with that? And the dad's like, no, I can't just give you my blessing just like that. Did you ask the other three dads the same thing?
Yep.
And he goes, this is Nick's exact quote. He goes, I ran it by him.
Well, this was two sets of parents in this episode. I'm sorry, I was just coughing up my weird dee dee dee. But this is two sets of parents now, Rachel's and these parents who are like, wait a second, something's off with this guy. And there is something off. Nick, you know, if you notice how he went through all of his hometowns, he would learn something with each one. Like he would learn how to phrase things better to please the parent, which in one way is like he's just learning to be charming and there's nothing wrong with that. But the other way, it's kind of scary. Like, did you notice he was telling this dad, he's like, yes, well, when I first saw it, when he said, what's so special about her? He's like, well, you know, I was really drawn to her and it's not just because she was pretty. And I was like, learning fast, Nick, because he knows that that offended a parent. And then he's like, and I can be myself, and she can be herself, and we have a level of trust, which is something another parent said. And, you know, he starts repeating things that
Yes.
he's hearing
Yes.
to manipulate the other party. And it's
Yes.
disturbing, frankly, Nick. It's
It
disturbing behavior,
is.
sir.
It really is.
Yeah, I didn't like that. So the dad could see right through this, and he's like, I not give you blessing like this. You talk to other three people. What I supposed to say to you? This is no special to me. And so Nick just was really uncomfortable, you know. But then they cut to the stepmom, who's like the most depressed person on the world, on the planet, and
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like, well, I just don't want you hurt again. And you know, the fact that there are other girls involved, and you could just see her and the dad, like, can you believe there's other girls? It's a game show, you idiots. Of course, there's other
Yep.
girls. Like, they're so hung up on that. But it is creepy, you know. Your daughter's like, I'm in love, but he's also making out with three other girls right now. So, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So yeah, this is Vanessa again. She's like, this is the most sure I've been, stepmother. She's like, okay, just please don't go into traffic alone without holding my hand. So the
So this is
dad.
weird. So then after the dad said, so you asked the other parents the same thing, and he goes, yeah. He goes, oh, it was a little shorter.
He said that?
Yes.
Oh God.
It's just so
Awkward.
stupid.
Oh,
Yeah.
awkward.
I mean, it was a little shorter. What does that mean?
Well,
I was
did
just
you
like, hey, do I have your blessing? Did you say it faster? I didn't. It was so weird.
like I mean it more with you because
Yeah.
I this is taking a lot longer. Maybe he meant that. Maybe he was like, yeah, and it lasted 5 seconds. I don't know why we're still talking about this an hour
Yeah.
later. Like the sun's coming up. Did you
So
mean
then
it? Did you mean it, son? It's like, oh,
the dad goes, so
can I go
you're
home?
telling me you want to get engaged with my daughter? What does that mean? And Nick's like, well, so I would like to think that it means that I want to make that commitment and honor your daughter. And, I wouldn't make a decision, like, if I didn't think it was right. You know,
it's
this
like
is like real
respect
and
her beauty, respect and her beauty, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, not about her boobs.
And then the dad goes, sounds good. I'm going to give you my blessing. What the fuck?
Yeah. The dad's basically like, look, you break it, you buy it. I'm giving you my blessing to take her away forever, no matter what. Till death do you part. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yes, I do, sir. Sold! Sold!
But then the dad's little OTF was like, at first I was shocked, but now I'm feeling like he's very honest. Oh, that's good. So, you spent 20 minutes with the guy and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, now I'm on camera. She can never say I didn't care because I'm on camera grilling the guy for 5 minutes, so.
Yeah.
Good dad. The Ed, go home. Good to see you. Tell your mother hello.
So, that bitch. But how is she? Yeah.
So Vanessa and dad talk.
Yeah.
And the dad, they seem to have a good relationship because they know the right questions to ask these two. Or they were prepped by production. But anyway, the dad tells her, he's like, so I told Nick I wanted to speak to him. She's like, yeah, dad, I was there when you said I want to speak to you. He's like, yes, yes, sir. I took him aside and he said he wants permission from me if he asks you to marry you. She's like, oh, that's huge. Stepmom, I'm getting married. I'm getting married. Just like running out into the streets. I'm getting married.
Oh, God.
He's like, wait a minute. Did he ask the other lady? Did you ask him if he asked the other ladies too? And he's like,
no.
What happened? How did he get to that?
Because he goes, he's like, yeah, but, there's three other ones. And he goes, there's three other ones. And she's like, yeah, but. I mean, I'm the only one that he asked if, I mean, I'm the only one that he asked if, for, to, if he could marry me, if that he asked the dad. And he goes, I mean, if he asked the other ones, that would be a real game changer. Did he, dad? And the dad's like, yes.
I just like yes. that she got there. Yeah. She's like, did he ask the other parents the same? I just paid $32 an invitation. I've had this shit saved on my goddamn BlackBerry for months. So that killed it. And Vanessa, right. They're on a time crunch, so Vanessa can't do her usual, Nick, we need to have a talk. Why would you make me feel this way when you knew that I felt that way about this thing?
But wasn't it so bizarre to you that every season of The Bachelor and every season of The Bachelorette, at the end, whoever it is, asks the parents for their permission. Every single one. I mean, are we supposed to believe that she's literally never seen a season of The Bachelor?
It's possible. There are people out there. But yeah, no, not her.
No, she's an actress.
Yeah. Yeah, And she's an actress, right? She's been in stuff. People were posting her IMDb page and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I believe that she's kind of... I'm still worried for her. I have to choose one or the other. I have to actually worry about these girls and consider them real people at times. Or I just have to
What if she gets like... What if she's a stalker?
Oh, God. Well, that would be a first.
I'm not kidding. Like, what if there's something really off with her? And that's maybe, I wonder if there's like a reason she likes to teach special needs adults, like that they don't, that they, she has like a weird thing that like they always love her, that they kind of worship her and need her. What if she just has just a weird thing where she gets really angry when men don't.
Oh my God. What if she does?
I
would love that. What if she really did that? She's like, you won't say no to me, Nick. She'll like turn up at every reunion or every, she'll just walk onto the beach in Bachelor in Paradise. She'll be like, listen here, man in a swimsuit. We need to have a talk. When I walked in here, you didn't even pay attention to me. Do I look like just chump change to you?
It could totally happen.
Yeah. Well, and if there's going to be one to go crazy and stay forever, it's her.
Yeah.
But, you know,
she'll
it's
be talking
weird.
The Bachelor franchise. She'll be a ghost around the whole franchise.
It'll be the first Bachelorette ghost.
They'll be like, I feel like that picture frame just moved a little bit. Oh, that's Vanessa.
It's She's May. Always... It's May, the crazy little doll ghost that they saw in New Orleans in that, like, creepy plantation. The haunted yep. plantation.
Yep. Except for now it's Vanessa. Okay, so then what happens?
Yeah, do you get stoned too over there? What happened? I mean, who smoked up tonight? Me or you? Girl. You just took me deep.
Oh, boy. All right. So
New York, New York, New York, hell of a town. Yeah. The Bronx is up and the battery's down.
By the way, so all the other ones have said like I love you to him. And then but it's weird because when he leaves the hometown, she doesn't even try to pretend, she just seems pissed.
Well, she's that's like, how yeah, she okay, works fine. Him. That's her thing. Yeah. Whenever she needs attention, that's a girl to start a fight. I mean, yeah. she's done it like 3 times already.
Yeah. So do you think he knows she's mad at him?
Yes, of course. She can't hide it. You know, it's all over her. She's like, oh, what a good time. I kiss you. I bid you farewell. And I shall see you again soon. If I can make my heart work again, maybe I can feel something. Thank you so much for this experience, disappointing my entire family. Making me feel suicidal. Making me realize you never intended to get a job. Did you steal those pencils from the classroom? He's like, wait, what? I thought I was allowed to take these. You give me those pencils you are stealing from the children. Yeah, that's a couple that's always going to be in a fight at the dinner yes. party.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so we go back to New York, and then Nick is, oh, all the women are obsessing that they didn't... A few of them, not
Raven.
Corinne's like, oh my God, I totally told Nick that I love him so much. So we're probably getting married and we're all good.
I wore my lucky rabbit fur. So this is totally going to work out. It's like my sister had that yeah. when she was 3. Like yep. that's in her Olin Mills, like fancy kid pictures, you know, a rabbit yes. fur coat. Girl. It's like, this is totally going to work out. I'm like, no, it's not. Okay, so she told it, and then Vanessa did, but she got dissed when she said it. She was like, I cannot believe he didn't say it back to me.
Oh, that was, oh, you're right. That was a like couple episodes ago.
Yeah, and then Raven's like, oh my God, we climbed onto the grain mill, and I still didn't tell him that I loved him.
Yeah, and then Rachel's like, oh my God, I didn't tell him either. Like, I was trying to be like strong, and you know, I should have told him, and now what if he lets me go?
She got, Shut she up, has dude. His number though, because she said, if I don't tell him that I love him, then he's going to feel like he's about to be rejected. So why would he pick me? You know?
Right.
It's like she's right. thinking game. This girl's smart, you know?
Yes, she is. Well, she's a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all lawyers aren't smart. I mean, goodness, I do you have a television? They've got some she wacky might... sitcoms Shh. About those lawyers.
I know. She might have to defend Vanessa when Vanessa gets in trouble for stalking. At least there'll be a lawyer in the franchise.
I love your obsession with Vanessa becoming crazy.
Becoming? I think she might be. Okay. So then we do the tease too. We're going to find out that somebody's coming back. So first they make it seem like Vanessa's coming back to his room to like give him a piece of her mind. Because she's all upset.
Yeah,
but then
yeah,
we realize,
did.
Right, so then you just see those heels clicking across the floor. But then you find out that it's not, it's Allie. Yeah, that's her name.
Just not, the way they do Allie. It, they're like, dun, Andy. Dun, 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 dun. She's like walking in her high heels. And she like opens the door and she's like, hello, Nick. Is she like yeah. holding like a little rocks glass full of whiskey or something? Like it's very dramatic.
Yeah.
Which I loved. It's very Days of Our Lives, you know. Like, hello, yeah. Nick.
So Andy Dorfman is the one that he, I guess he proposed to her. Yeah, that's the other. He proposed to her and he proposed to Caitlin.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know what she wants.
She seems mad. And he's like, what do you want?
Well, she wrote
like,
about him
I want
her
you
book.
To tell the truth. And he's like, you know what? The truth is hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. She's like crying. tears. Yeah. Like, that's when he has like the ultimate sob face, the ultimate Nick sob face. He's like, ooh. It's like he ugly crying. What'd this girl tell him? She's going to strip him down to his bare soul.
I think that's just going to be some, like, she's just probably come to, like, I don't know. Like, go, don't make the same mistake you made with me.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Open your heart, Nick.
But he proposed to her and she dissed him. So I don't know what that deal, I don't know what the deal is with those two.
She obviously just
wants to be on TV. Yes, we'll find out. So next week is going to be the overnights.
Oh my God. Is Corinne going to get a baby put inside of her or not? We're about to find out.
So it's either going to be, so who's going home?
I don't know. I really don't know. I would think that Vanessa, because Vanessa's like the craziest, and at least he can get a blowjob off Corinne. I mean, even if she's not going to win the whole thing. I mean, he's got a free night in a hotel room with that hoe. He's going to go for it, I think. I don't think he'll kick her off. What do you think?
I mean, I think maybe Rachel will go, but that's what I'm thinking.
Well, he only kicks off one, right? Or does he take two?
Only kicks off one, and then he has three overnights.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just said that. Sorry, stoner.
I just feel like Rachel is, you know, going to be the bachelor. So, like, how much further can they take her?
Well, it could still be good storytelling, even if you know how it ends.
True. I guess you're right.
Yeah. You don't have to see The Color Purple to know that you're going to be sobbing at the end of it.
That's true.
Well, we'll see next week.
Yes, we will.
So that wraps us up.
Any final words? You already posted our bonus. That's what you were saying before. We just did the bonus. That's our bonus for this week, is the one about dieting.
Yeah, yeah. And so go check that.
Wait, eating issues. Yes. Yeah. So if you want, go on our Patreon and join up and you'll listen to our bonuses. That's
it. Yeah, you guys. So fun. And we did this at night this time, so it was fun. We can get loopier.
Yes.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening. Find this show at roseprix.com. And we'll see you later.
Okay, bye.